Heyo, good morning, everybody. What's poppin'? Welcome to the I Don't Know What to Call It Yet podcast.
It's not that name, but okay. We're just gonna go with it, I guess.
Sure.
Since we've been training 3 times already.
My name is Matthew.
I'm Paula.
I'm Michelle.
I'm Troy.
And we're the friend group, I guess. So today's topic is about music. Today's topic is about music. We all love different types of music. I love Christian music.
There's just background. The background we had dismissed us up like 3 times. So anyways, I like 80s and rock music.
I like K-pop.
I like pop.
And so yeah, we all love different types of music. We all love different types of music.
Good question.
The reason why I like Christian music is because of like...
Why do you like it?
Well, the first Harvest Crusade I went to, 2013, year 24 of Harvest.
Alright.
Middle school.
Yeah.
Middle school year. Which school did you went to at that time?
Ramirez.
I went to junior high. River Heights.
I went to River Heights too.
But anyways, 24th Harvest Crusade, and I saw Phil Wickham perform for the first time. It was so awesome. And that's how I started to love Christian music and started.
What's your favorite song out of all Christian music?
Well, Till I Found You by Phil Wickham. By the way, he released a new album this past year called Living Hope.
I'll tell you this. One, I don't know who Phil Wickham is, but one, your guy's a good job for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that album got to like number one on iTunes as well, so that's on the Christian charts for iTunes.
That's good.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. His albums are Living Hope, Children of God, The Ascension, Canons 1.
Just like, yes.
Canons 2. Phil Wickham, Sing Along 1, 2, 3. Sing Along 4 come out later this year.
Reminds me of the Bible I was reading about Moses.
Yeah, Moses.
And other stuff.
No, really, just Moses.
Yeah.
Like the prayer about Moses.
Oh, yeah.
True.
So, yeah. It's
cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
And
the same people as always.
And so, yeah. So, yeah, that's... I just love Christian music, honestly. It's, like, my favorite kind.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sorry about that. There's just a lot of noise. It's common.
We're vlogging here, people.
Vlogging. We're podcasting. Just keep going.
We
just have to speak
near
the speaker. So,
yeah, Christian music is one most mainly my all-time favorite kind of music. And so, yeah, I'm going to hand it over to Paula right now.
Right now, I like have this thing for 80s and rock. Okay, one, I'll start with rock first. I like rock from some bands from the early 2000s, but there's hardly any right now except for Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about the noise. It's bothering us. Anyways, yeah, Imagine Dragons. Yeah. I love that band.
So, going on.
Yes. Plus, there's Fall Out Boy, but it's in between for me.
You don't like that?
It's in between. I used to like it.
Is there any, like, guy popular groups you like, probably, like...
Like the boy band.
I'm not really one of those.
I was gonna say One Direction.
I know. I honestly thought you were gonna say One Direction.
Why would I say One Direction?
I used to like
not a fan of those guys.
Or the Jonas Brothers.
I used to like
Jonas Brothers.
Like One
Direction. They were bad, dude. They were famous when we were little.
I know. They had their own TV show.
Wait, which one?
The Jonas Brothers had their own TV show on
like,
TV.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you see they released a new song?
Yeah. They got back together, right?
Sucker. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Nick Jonas?
Yeah.
No,
I yeah.
They released a new song like called Sucker.
Three?
Really?
And my mom was like, have you never heard that song before? I was like, yeah, no. It's on top of the charts. I was like, really?
Dang.
So, I mean, they never, like,
which one?
Broke up, the Jonas Brothers. They released a new song called Sucker. And they hit, like, on the top 10. It was crazy. I was like, dang.
That's true.
Well, I did not even know
featured
that.
Featured in Camp Rock.
Sorry.
Camp Rock.
Can I just say something? One, I have not heard the name Jonas Brothers since I was like a kid. Like, even before I even knew this school even existed.
Yeah.
I don't even think the school was built when we were little.
It was exactly. In the process of being built.
Process. Then we got elementary school. Why you kiss the wall?
Okay.
So yeah, your favorite music hall.
So for my rock, it's mostly rock, but here's the thing though. I've recently got into the 80s music, my dad's time music.
Yeah.
So far, I like Depeche Mode, which is personal Jesus. I am enjoying the silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not all though, There's another song. Okay, have any of you heard of the Thompson Twins?
Yeah, I've heard of the Thompson Twins.
I don't think so.
I like solo artists, but I don't really listen to them.
You know why I like 80s music? It's because there's a show called Regular Show. It featured a bunch of 80s music back when during my dad's
Guns Hard and Necker Regular Show?
Yeah, Cartoon Network one.
Yeah.
It's so regular, by the way.
So far, the most common song I keep getting stuck in my head is when the one I just mentioned, the Thompson Twins, called Lies. Trust me, I'm not lying. It legit sounds pretty good, but the music video, when I watch it, it made no freaking sense.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, forgive my language.
I'm gonna hand it over to Troy right now.
Okay, well, my favorite type of music is pop music, so I just like pop music because obviously...
I hate to interrupt. Well, even though I'm supposed to ask this, how did you get into pop music?
I just like pop music because, like, you hear it, listen, like, you know, on the radio, they play a bunch of stuff because it's always popular music.
Yeah.
I just listen to it, and then, like, it's really good. I really like it, you know? I just always liked it ever since, you know? My mom always listened to stuff like that, so, I mean, I just grew up listening to stuff like that. So, I think once you grow up listening to something like that, and you listen to it, like, for example, Matthew listened to Christian music, like, you know, he grows up listening to stuff like that.
Yeah.
And,
like me with
just because I listen to Christian music doesn't mean I like other music.
That's like your main type of
music. My dad was the reason why I got introduced to rock.
Yeah, see, like, it depends, like, on the person. Like, if you grow up with it, then you like listening to it. There's just a lot of feelings into it. That's why
True.
So, yeah, I really like it. And, I mean, it's a good type of music I really like, so I just always liked it. So
yeah.
Don't you like Taylor Swift as well?
Mm-hmm. I went to 3 concerts.
I like Taylor Swift.
Well, the first concert, it wasn't even a pop concert. It's my dad's favorite punk rock band.
Uh-huh.
It's called Social Distortion. You know the Ring of Fire?
Ring of Fire, that's like the most popular. You told me about it, but there's just one thing. I haven't heard the song or the band, but you told me about it. I know that.
Yeah, but anyways. But I saw that was my first concert at the House of Blues.
Yeah.
And my second concert was Katy Perry, which is at Staples Center. And my third concert was Taylor Swift at the Rose Bowl. So I've been to 3 concerts, so it's crazy, you know?
Two of them are pop.
Can I tell you this? I remember this. Taylor Swift used to be a country artist. I remember that.
Yeah.
I used to listen to some country, but I like her pop better.
But then she transferred to pop. The question is,
By the way,
I bet Troy, you like Taylor Swift. Do you know why she transferred from country to pop?
Maybe because she wanted to create something different. I think I heard it. Like, she said she wanted to create something different.
What?
She wanted to be she wanted to transfer to it because she wanted something different, you know. Every single song on her album that she releases, she likes every single song for every album that she ever releases, all different. She doesn't like it to be the same. She likes it to all be different. So
that's true.
Okay. And I know one of my favorite teachers, Mr. Chivino, he likes to listen to country music when we're not in there.
You gotta stop. Every time you say that, it sounds weirder and weirder every day.
Cause I just don't like him when he listens to country music.
Can I just say something real quick? Matthew does this every day. He always talks
about
it. Yeah,
almost every
day. So
since freshman year.
If he had a chance to work for him, then he would probably totally take the job.
I'd brush his teeth every morning.
You know who she would know.
Too much, Matthew. Too much information. Anyways, back to the podcast.
Back to.
So we were saying, it's just different type of music that we like, you know?
There's, and other varied, song laws and other stuff.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of pop music that goes on.
Yeah.
And I just like it. I just grew up listening to it. Anyways, so Rochelle, you like K-pop. Can
you
tell us a little bit about that?
So K-pop is, similar to pop.
I got introduced.
Yeah. It's, the Korean version of pop, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's some of the songs, the titles, are similar to the pop, actually. So
basically what you're saying is... K-pop is basically pop music.
In Korean.
Exactly.
But there's some English in it.
You know, I don't blame you. I was minding my own business listening to something in Japanese. The next thing you know,
you hear K-pop music at the background.
Next thing you know, I hear something in English, what they're trying to say. But the way they say it is kind of, how do I say it? A little bit funny.
They used to like say it in Korean.
Basically, you can't understand because it's in Korean.
But here's the way they say it though. Like in when they're trying to say it in English, this is how I hear it. I'm like, thank you.
They usually say like,
or at least I think it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they have like, because they have like a Korean accent.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying.
Because it's a different dialect from the English one.
Sure, plus they got different symbols of writing. Yeah.
Back to the topic.
Yeah.
So, K-pop is like the Korean version of pop, obviously. I just got into like K-pop since sophomore year.
How did you find out about it?
I don't know.
You have no
idea. So the first artist is like the first time that I heard like K-pop was a K-pop soloist actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was Psy, I think. PSY.
Wait, Psy?
Yeah, PSY.
The one who did the guns.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He is the only one that I listened.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
That song was hit back in like elementary school.
But now it's so cringy to watch.
I know.
Yeah, that's the first like song. It's either that or Gentleman. It's like either one of those. It's like the first one that I listened to like K-pop.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the most popular K-pop band in the world today is BTS. What do you think of them? Do you think like, do you ever listen to them? Have you ever listened to them in your lifetime or like?
Yeah, I listened to it like last year.
She introduced me to it.
Would you want to go to a concert? Like if you got the chance, if like you got tickets?
Yeah,
would you want to go to a concert? Oh, okay.
Say one thing. Can I just say something about Psy from earlier?
Yeah.
I got scarred from what I listened to.
Yeah, he's the first like, I think K-pop like soloist that I listened to before anything else.
The dance moves were cringe from that.
The rhythm I don't have an issue with. It's the way the video showed it.
Yeah, the music is like good, but
the video made no sense for me.
Facts.
It's like facts.
True. For Matthew, it's facts.
Yeah.
So then what else?
So yeah, honestly, we all love different types of music.
Yeah. Some of them are like.
Wait, you want to know something else though? Before we end it, want to talk about more regular show? Yeah. You know how me and my dad love watching the show together. But you know what my dad loves the most?
What?
My dad loves the dumb my mom jokes.
Oh yeah.
Muscle Man's my mom jokes. For example. You know who else likes to listen to Heart, who likes to ride it, who likes BTS?
Yeah.
My mom!
That's you.
Really?
What is your mom like, Paula? Does she like the same music as you and your dad, or does she like...
Here's the thing about my mom. She does not like rock music at all.
Doesn't?
She said it stresses her out. The only thing she likes is pop music, which is the generation music you like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the problem is, she likes what we call 80s pop music. And then there's also
basically what Miss Roby, our old science teacher, listens to in her class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like for example, ever heard of the radio Video Killed the Radio Star?
Yeah.
That's like the oldest song I know. That was during my mom and dad's time. I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
Like I said day, not the the word. Alright, wrap it up, boys. Wrap it up.
Alrighty. Yeah. That's the end of the podcast.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching. Like and subscribe.
No, thanks for listening.
Thanks for watching or listening wherever you are.
Dude, it ain't a YouTube channel.
If it ends up getting recorded on YouTube, link in description for the merch, loganpaul.com/shop. Subscribe, like.
For me, I have nothing. I'd rather be a what we call a calm, but a nobody.
Alrighty.
I'm just don't. Quiet.
Yeah, this is how she is right
She's
here.
Short too, if you want to see on the video too.
Troy, any last words? No, thank you. I am good. Thank you all for watching, and thank you.
Take these, fam. Play!